Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. One of the things that may not be getting a lot of attention, but rightfully should, be in the state budget impasse story that you've been hearing about today, specifically the Gale Scholars Program, which is a joint project of Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges in District 205. So we wanted to talk to Steve Cheeseman, the Gale Scholars Program director. And I'm glad to have some of your time, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Will. Good evening.
Good evening to you. And I guess maybe I should have thought about this and didn't, and even here not too long ago when we inducted a new class of Gale Scholars. But this budget impasse and specifically education funding could have a real big dent in this program on a number of levels, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And in my mind, since this started, and when this started, I knew it was like this. I was in on the ground floor of it back in 1996. But as it's grown and you think about it, I don't think there's ever been a finer type of program of its kind that I've ever seen in education, where you give students that would not have a chance to go to college an opportunity to go to college at two of the finest places you could go to college and end up with a four-year degree, tuition-free, and have the opportunity to achieve their dreams. And after working with them for the last two-plus years, you can see these kids have so much to offer, and those that have graduated have offered a lot, as I think the article states. There are kids all over, and they're not kids anymore. They're adults that have graduated with this degree and are contributing to society and specifically to our community. In a big way.
And we should say, Steve, you're referring to a news release that Carl Sandburg College put out today saying that basically that the Gale Scholars Program faces an uncertain future. Now, I think that's because all three entities contribute to the program, but then there's also college funding at stake here too, right?
Absolutely, and that's where you get the connections to the state of Illinois budget mess. It's affected everywhere, and then more than any place, education, which is, and anyone I think would agree that has the kind of sense that I hope they do, that education is the thing that's created the wonderful society that we have. People can't make contributions to our world and to our country without being educated, and the lack of funding here everywhere, and specifically here with the Gale Scholars, is really, really become a serious issue and a serious problem and a very serious challenge for us.
Has it been difficult for you to try to, I guess, I don't want to say maybe, for lack of a better term, maybe perhaps dance around the fact that this funding has been problematic? I mean, I guess I didn't even realize that normally that there were 15 students inducted, and this year you inducted 10. I figured it just varied from year to year, but that was sounds like a calculated result of this budget mess.
Yeah, we want to keep this program going. It's been so successful and does so many good things for these students, but for our community, and as I say, in general for the world, that we did have to drop it from 15 to 10. And the unfortunate thing is we had 51 students apply for this, and that is over 20% of the eighth graders in Galesburg. And as our selection committee looked and interviewed, and we go through a pretty thorough vetting process here to make our selection, we had 30-plus students that were outstanding in terms of being capable to participate in this program and have this opportunity. It's a doggone shame that we can't give them all that opportunity. But dropping it from 15 to 10 makes it, even more difficult. It's a shame that these kinds of things have had to have an effect upon us. And we're not those kinds of people, and I think educators are certainly this way, that we don't want to complain about these kinds of hands that we've been dealt, but it's now so desperate in a lot of different situations that we have to come out. We've always tried to make do with whatever we have, and I know this as a teacher, we've all done this in all ways, but it's getting to the point where it's beyond critical.
And I'm just thinking about that here in terms of what Sandburg put out today, saying that in terms of their own foundation, they gave a little money to the program every year, but it turned out that to cover the tuition balance for Sandburg and the Gale Scholar students at Sandburg, that was a $75,000 hit for them in this fiscal year. That, I imagine on the one hand, you've got to feel pretty lucky to have entities like the foundation that are able to step up, but as you said, you can't do that forever.
No, I mean, Knox College, District 205, and Carl Sandburg College, and and all the folks that are involved, and Dr. Sundberg and Dr. Lott and Mr. Grimm, who have been so supportive of this program, and they're doing everything they possibly can to think outside the box to finance not only this program, but all of our programs in every way possible. And, you know, well, thank God for the foundation. And Knox College has a number of things that they've done a great job with to help us. But it's getting to the point where you've went to this well so often, and there's other things that need it too, that it just it's beyond a challenge at this point.
And the budget for the program, the college also says, saw a little bit of a decrease from the previous year. So it sounds like you're doing everything you can, or the three entities are, to try to keep costs in line as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the nature of us being in education. We would like to offer the steak opportunities, but on a hamburger or hot dog budget, so to speak. And we've been doing that for years, and we try to carve wherever we can and still offer, the five-star opportunity. And I think we do that. But again, you know, we're getting to that point where it's making a sizable difference and really starting to affect things. And we hope our budget gets passed. And more importantly, we want to try to figure out some ways that we can get some help in other areas, so to speak, for a program that just represents our community and gives opportunity for kids to achieve their dreams. We hope we can get some help from other folks out there as well, or other groups and organizations.
I know you recently had an orientation for the latest class of Gale Scholar inductees. Does this state budget situation or this funding situation, did this come up at all with them, and has it come up with any of the other families still on the program?
We try to do everything to keep them abreast, but not in a way where we're using it as any kind of crutch or anything like that. These students don't deserve any of that, so we try to keep that out of what we do. It's just that wherever we can, with those folks that could certainly be of help in terms of contacting our legislators, and as well as being someone that helped fund this program. There's so many people that think this program is just a tremendous thing, and if they can be of help, we certainly want them to be of help too. And everyone has been of help in Galesburg. I think that we're looking to try to figure out other ways outside the box, so to speak, to fund this program, because we never want to lose it. It's something that's been too good and has too many good things about it as we move toward the future.
Absolutely. Steve Cheeseman, the director of the Gale Scholar Program for District 205, which again is a joint project of Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges and District 205. Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll be talking about good news in terms of funding the next time we have a conversation about the program.
We sure do, because again, this is nothing but positive, this kind of program. We think so much of it and what it offers, and the results of it are just something that is near and dear to me and so many people. And it's a real a crown jewel in our community and in the educational field. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve Cheeseman, again with the Gale Scholar Program in District 205. On Galesburg's Evening News, we'll check sports next on WGIL.